Okay. I'm not sure if I really understand the question. So for the next 8 weeks, you're going to make your technical, like, how-to guides with coding, and then once a week you'll also explain something that you've learned in, like, a self-improvement book. Nah, usually people who think in like, this much of a plan, usually they don't get very successful. I just say that brutally. When someone tells me a plan, like, this concise, I've never seen someone's plan work the way that they expected it to. And so when someone has a full plan and they tell me what they're going to do for the next 4 months and this and this and this, maybe if the guy's already a millionaire, he's got, you know, track record, okay, fine. But when it's a normal guy who hasn't become ultra successful and he tells me what he expects to happen with his, like, business plan or something like this for the next few weeks or months or years, I can't help but almost, like, no offense, but to lose a little bit of respect for them, because I just think, like, how many hours did you spend on this instead of just doing the work? Like, it'll never, set the goal. The goal is, for example, 5,000 subscribers, you know, 6 months from now or whatever it is. But then after that, it's kind of like, my plan is for the next week. And the idea is, if it works, then we'll make it longer term, then longer term, then longer term. To have a full formal plan to begin with always seems very foolish to me, because you don't know if it's going to work anyway. So to think 8 weeks deep, it's just kind of like, that's just weird. Go and do the first 5 videos first. Let's see if this works. And then let's talk about the next week after that. You might just have a few, like, videos that literally just don't perform well at all. Then it's like, okay, the entire plan's wasted. I always tell this story. I have a friend from university, and both of us graduated. Both of us wanted to be entrepreneurs. I'm very fast. I'm like a speedboat. If I wanted to change directions and realize, okay, this thing, boom, boom, fast. That's why I'm here today. I guarantee that's why I'm here today. If I had an idea, my idea would literally be in front of people within the next hour. Like, if I thought about this YouTube video I could do, the YouTube video would be uploaded within the same hour. If I had a product that I could release, the product would be released within the same week or something. That was it. I'd be fast. My friend, on the other hand, was, I believe, similar to you. He would write a business plan, like a formal Word spread document and everything for his plan. I don't believe he achieved any real level of success. Now, you know, it's horrible saying that about, like, a friend or anything. I wish him well. But it's just, it really did teach me that at the beginning stages, you should be fast like a speedboat. If you're not making, let's say, at least maybe 500k a year, 500,000 per year, which pretty much no one in this call is, you should see yourself like a speedboat. If you're thinking like a 1 month ahead and you're thinking about, yeah, that's the video I'll do then, and I'll do this and I'll do this, it's like, it's just foolish in my opinion. You should make like a great video this week. You should know what book you're going to read today. Trying to think that far into the future, in my opinion, is more of this like, I don't know how to explain it in a nice way, but it's kind of like you're keeping yourself in safety. Instead of doing the work and just putting the offer out there, you're keeping yourself in safety. There's a video, the guy pretty much, he was like a dropshipper, and he explained that what made the difference between him going from, like, you know, no money at all to good money, which he said good money was 100k a month. He said the difference was that the whole point was to just put offers in front of people as fast as possible. He said he was doing all this busy work. He was making the logo. He was writing these plans. He was reading books and everything, but he was making absolutely no money up until he started to put the offer in front of people. As a YouTuber, that means you put the video out there. The longer you spend per video thinking about this great plan, this series that you're going to do, this plan for like 6 months from now, the more that I know that you're most likely not going to get the success that you want. Now, if you are few million subscribers, if you're Mr. Beast, sure, think 6 months ahead, but you're not. Right now, it doesn't even matter. You don't know enough to be thinking months into the future. Like, you're like, you know, no one here should be thinking more than literally a few days into the future of their business right now, unless if there is anyone here who's already making like 10 to 100k per month. And and even then, it's, you still can't speculate what will happen in a few months. If you can, go and get into fucking investing, and you'll make a lot more money than you will as a YouTuber if you can speculate that well, but you can't. And so speculate what would be great for you to do today, what has already worked for your YouTube channel, and then start to make the kind of videos that will perform there. I think this is more overthinking than anything else. Apologies, harsh there. I just think it's very important, man. This is just naturally one trait that I've had, which has been very profitable for me. It's just acting fast and scrappy like a speedboat. And I really wish more like new entrepreneurs learned from that.